I hoped for some glimpse of the line of tanks, or the young soldiers who had all looked so strong, who were going to keep our city safe, or the Kurdish popular singer who had danced by the tanks and sang her defiance at Daesh's line just a short distance away. But I saw none of these things, just smoke and running people. And then all the people had run past. There were a few bodies in the street. A little girl sat by one of them crying and trying to shake the dead man awake. It would have torn my heart, except that my fear was so deep. I thought I was going to die, and that if you survived the shock of my death, you would then be left to die inside me as my body cooled. I couldn't bear it. I screamed at God and at Mary and all their angels up in that smoke-obscured sky, and at the soldiers who, I thought, had abandoned us. Running out of the smoke like jinn in Elias's stories, one moment they didn't exist, and then the next they did, came the fighters of Daesh, all in black. My hearing hadn't come back, but the ringing was fading, so that those men ran up the street toward me under cover of thick, near silence. I shrank back against the door, still holding you. A contraction's pressure took hold of me, and I must have cried out, for some of the men looked toward my little hiding place that was no hiding place at all. One pointed at me. As the contraction passed, I turned, panting, to shove with my shoulder at the locked door of the bakery. It wouldn't budge. I slammed at it with my hands. I knew Daesh was right behind me, and I knew what they did to women and to babies. I kicked in the bottom of the door, but there was no way I was getting through. I turned and fell clumsily to my knees, one hand holding my belly, the other lifted, and I was pleading words I couldn't hear. And she came. She flashed into sight out of the empty air and smoke, standing between me and the fighters in the street. Her back was to me, a blue hijab wrapped around her head. Her abaya flew in a wind in the street that I, in my terror, hadn't even felt. The men lifted their guns, but she flickered, and abruptly her outer robe lay in the street, and her arms were out, and they were not arms, but metal blades, and she spun like an angel, cutting down the forces of hell at the last battle. I glimpsed her face, young, her skin black, her eyes bright and determined. Sparks as bullets glanced from her blades. She kept flickering, kept changing faster than I could see it happen. And now there were blades everywhere, growing from her back, her shoulders, her legs, so that her body was like a shock of frost crystals on glass. Frost with a human face. Strips of her shredded robe drifted to the street behind her. She kept herself between me and the men. One of her blades severed a young man's head, another thrust through a man's breast like a skewer through meat, and I had forgotten how to scream. Something had cracked in my throat. She flashed and spun, and bullets glanced off her blades and spun off with bright flashes, as though I were watching a fireworks display. I don't remember clearly what I did. I think I sank down onto the pavement, my back to the door, and held you tightly and wept. But I kept my eyes open. I thought, this is the ending of the world. When it was all over, she stood in the street with her back to me, the dead cut apart at her feet, and her blades were gone. She was almost naked below her shoulders. Kneeling swiftly, she took up her abaya from where she had cast it aside and wrapped it about herself. Only when she rose and turned toward me did I see that her face was wet with tears. The grief in her eyes broke me free of my fear. I have never seen grief that intense. She walked over and stood before me and reached her hand down.